You'll find the word disaster. Some kid like as not. Blame the kids for hippies and for bummer trips and for dropping out and turning on and on and on and on. Blame the kids. Why not? Blame the kids. Now, let's just stop for a moment and think about the kids we know. You couldn't really call them bad because it isn't so. They go to school each morning and each learns what he can on our overcrowded, double session, too few teachers plan. They fall in love and out of love and into love again. Swap pins and rings and promises to love till who knows when. Say, on second thought, our kids all seem to do their thing quite well. So how come we keep hearing that our youth is gone to hell? Who is so afraid of them that we hear this big lie? Who is so afraid of youth, my friend? My friend, it's you.
I'm going to the river, gonna jump overboard and drown. Jump overboard and drown. Well, the woman I love, she have put me down. Well, every living body need someone to call their own. Living all alone. That's why I'm going to the river, gonna jump overboard and drown. Well, I'm going to the river, gonna jump overboard and drown. If you see my mother, tell her goodbye for me. Living in misery. Well, I'm tired of living, living in misery.
Folks, you are lost in paradise here at killradio.org. I just played Going to the River by Chuck Willis, which I had played last week, but I had some technical difficulties because people had repatched the board, and they had repatched the board again today, so I think the levels were a little hot this time, but I tried playing it again. I have a little special treat today. I have a special set dedicated to Phil Spector. I don't know why that happened. I guess just because there were some songs I wanted to play, and I wasn't sure how I'd squeeze them into my sets. So when I did some research on him, and I found some interesting stuff. So I've got a whole set to him today. So yeah, but I'm going to play a couple records before I get into the Spector set. So here we go.
Something blue, something lost. my heart. Since we've been apart, I know I'm alone. Baby, please come home. You got me crying. Once again.
I'm in love with little Sue. but she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know. We'd laugh and 16. We'd sing and do the 16. Little thing that made my heart glow. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know. Why did I give my heart so fast? It never will happen again. But I was a mere lad of 16. I've aged a year since then. She was only 16, only 16, with eyes that would glow. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know.
Then why did you give your heart so fast?
Boy, it never will happen again.
But you were a mere lad of 16.
I've aged a year since then. She was only 16, only 16, with eyes that would glow. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know. But she was 16. Too young to fall 16. In love, and I was too young to know. Oh, she's 16 young to fall.
Crazy chick running down the street. I said, ooh, pretty baby, why the great big B? She said, oh, wow, what a square. Don't you dig the scene? Daddy Cool's playing his piano machine. Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy who?
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool. She led me by the hand,
Daddy Cool,
down to the railroad track,
Daddy Cool.
There in a tin roof honky-tonk, Cool Daddy shook the shack. The joint was dim and dark,
Daddy Cool.
Except for one spotlight,
Daddy Cool.
A shining on two magic hands that rock like dynamite. They had it cool, Daddy Cool. They had it cool, Daddy Cool. They had it cool, Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool. So gone. I said, come on, chick, dance. And as I held her in my arms, I knew I found romance. Then when they closed the club, I walked my baby home. But now I'll see her every night, cause she says I'm her own. Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool, Daddy Cool.
The night we
Hello again. You are Lost in Paradise here at KillRadio.org with yours truly, Angel Baby. And we started off the set with Here I Stand with Wade Flemons. After that was Something Old, Something New by Lonnie Russ. After that was Raining in My Heart by Slim Harpo. Last week I played the other side of that, Don't Start Crying Now, which I think is side A, and today I played side B. There's nothing wrong with side B on singles. It's very good to flip over your records, and I will talk about that later when I discuss Phil Spector, because one of his first hits was the B-side of his first single. After that was Heart and Soul by the Cleftones. Following that was Little Susie by Clarence Henry. Following that was Only 16 by Sam Cooke, which is for a friend of mine in Chicago. If he's listening, he'll know who he is. And then I thought it would be good to follow that up with Daddy Cool with the Rays. And then ending the set was Be My Baby by the Ronettes, which is going to lead us into my Phil Spector set. And I'll turn down the background music. So I did some research on him, and I've just found some really fascinating things. Harvey Philip Spector was born in December 26, 1940, in the Bronx, New York. His grandfather, a Russian Jew named Spector, S-P-E-K-T-E-R, immigrated to the United States, and his name was changed to Spector, S-P-E-C-T-O-R, at Ellis Island. Which happened to my great-grandfather, who was a Russian immigrant whose last name was Rubinowitz and was changed to Robbins when he, too, immigrated through Ellis Island. So that wasn't uncommon for European immigrants to be belittled like that, for their family names to be Americanized. Phil's family, his father, Benjamin, under severe strain because of family's indebtedness, committed suicide in 1949. Phil would have been only 9 years old at the time. In 1953, Bertha Spector, with Phil and his older sister Shirley, moved to Los Angeles, where she worked as a seamstress. As a teenager, Phil had a hard time fitting in. Short, skinny, with a recessed chin, thin lips, and sad eyes, he always looked forlorn. Always a loner, he was always willing to accept the responsibility of his actions. With little to interest him in high school, he was drawn to music, studying guitar and piano. Phil soon joined a group of would-be musicians hanging around the studios. Here he met Jerry Lieber, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and Mike Stoller, two songwriters that beginning to have some success producing singles for the Robbins on the Spark label. On a trip back to the Bronx, Phil visited his father's grave. The inscription on the grave, "To know him was to love him," impressed him enough that he returned to Los Angeles. He took those words and wrote lyrics for them. Which would be his first hit single. He was only 17 at the time. After graduating from Fairfax High School in spring of 1958, Spector began taking courses to become a court reporter. However, he soon decided that wasn't the direction he wanted to go in. Hoping to break into the music business, he booked a session at the Gold Star Studios. Studio time cost $15 an hour plus an additional $6 for a reel of blank tape. His first obstacle to becoming a record producer was raising the $40 to produce his first single. The first 10 came from his mother. The rest of the money actually came from the band members. So what I'm first going to do is play his first single, which is Don't You Worry My Little Pet, which is side A. But side B, which was his hit, was To Know Him Was to Love Him, which was the inscription on his father's tombstone. And then following that is going to be a song by Brian Ferry. I'm going to be intermingling some contemporary artists that covered Phil Spector songs just to mix it up a little bit. So here we go with his first single, and when I come back, I'll discuss the teddy bears and Phil Spector's role in that and where it led him to his next, I guess, hit singles. So here we go.
Wanna be there walking by your side. love how your eyes glow whenever you kiss me. And when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way you always treat me tenderly. But darling, most of all,
okay. Again, you're Lost in Paradise here at KOradio.org with yours truly, Angel Baby, doing a little set dedicated to Phil Spector. Going back into some information about Phil, the first 2 hours of his very first recording session was devoted to recording Spector's Don't You Worry My Little Pet, which was the first song that we played. Excuse me for a second. So Don't You Worry My Little Pet, Spector played all the instruments on the single and acted as his own producer. Spector and Friends signed a 4-record deal that offered royalties of a cent and one half per sold copy. In the office, they came up with the name The Teddy Bears after the hit song by Elvis, I Want to Be Your Teddy Bear. After they completed Wonderful, Lovable You, and nearing the end of the session, Spector coaxed Annette and Marshall to try To Know Him Is to Love Him. After an acceptable take, Spector ran the tape back and recording additional backing on the second tape deck while the original song was playing over the speakers in the studio. There is an openness and fullness to the song that was usually associated with more sophisticated production techniques. And that was the second song that we heard. And also, to remind you, To Know Him Is to Love Him was the inscription on his father's tombstone. Door, which is actually the label that this first single was pressed on, Door mailed 500 copies of the single to radio stations in early August of 1958. Whoa. The A-side was... Still, You Don't Know My Little Pet, with no initial reaction. Goldstein and Lieb returned to college. In September, a DJ in Fargo, North Dakota, flipped the single and played To Know Him Is to Love Him. Which is a very important thing. There's a really big deal about the A side of singles, and sometimes B sides get ignored. But there's a lot of hidden treasures on the B sides of singles. So kudos to that DJ. They don't give him credit. Soon, an order came into door offices from a distributor in Minneapolis recording 18,000 copies. Bedell, Newsom, and Spector, thinking the order was a joke or misprint, called the distributor to confirm the order. The distributor confirmed the order and, in fact, increased it. Based on the news from Minneapolis, radio stations across the country began playing To Know Him Is to Love Him. And this was back in 1958. Phil Spector would have only been 18 years old. The Teddy Bears appeared on Bandstand, and To Know Him Is to Love Him became a number one record, selling more than a million copies before Christmas. I think that would have been of 58. And then moving on a little bit in his career, he went on to produce the Crystals, and he produced hits like There's No Other Like My Baby, followed up by Uptown. Next came He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss, which was banned in some markets because of its lyrics, and the millions selling He's a Rebel. I have all those, but I'm not going to play all those songs. I'm just going to play three of them. And the next song will be The Crystals' Uptown, and then I will come back again after those three songs and give some more information about Phil and his hit records. So here we go.
He gets up each morning and he goes downtown, where everyone's his boss and he's lost in an angry land. He's a little man, but then he comes uptown each evening to my tenement. Uptown where folks don't have to pay much rent, and when he's there with me, he can see that he's and he takes all they got to give. Boss, he's got to live. But then he comes uptown where he can hold his head up high. Uptown, he knows that I'll be standing by. And when I take his hand, there's no man who could put him down. The world is sweet.
True. he goes walking by.